The following podcast contains real reviews and the ridiculous reactions of two would-be oracles of the internet. The opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Seriously.
And welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
I just don't have a name you can say eloquently, I think. It's the one syllable, Brent. It's just such a grunt. No one wearing flowing robes can say my name.
I can't save you.
Matt can't save me, but not to worry, because this podcast isn't about me. It's about internet reviews. It's about comedy. It's about the internet. I know it's a little redundant, but hey, we're there. Did I miss any details, Matt?
Amazon, Google, Yelp.
Yeah.
Other places. Kind of places. Mm-hmm.
A little. And we're hip and trendy, too. Don't worry, kids. We got places like Letterboxd sometimes, places like Kohl's.com. I know the kids love that place.
Oh, yeah.
The TikToks, the Kohl's social media people. Oh. Otherworldly. Speaking of otherworldly, What a transition. IMDb, that's one of the websites we're on, and I got a review of 1995's Waterworld.
Okay.
We're talking K-Cost, all right?
Kevin.
We're talking Den Hop.
Devin.
Yeah. If you haven't seen this movie, it's wild. I don't know. I'll let what is their name here? 851222, take it away. First-rate action adventure movie set in one of the most unique places ever. Greetings from Lithuania. I always liked Waterworld 1995, despite of its cult classic status of one of the most unsuccessful movies ever. You have to give credit to those who envisioned and created this movie simply for the concept. How many movies have there ever been completely in the sea? Which you can literally feel in every scene. And with this budget, which was the biggest at the time of all time, how many movie sets have been this good? Sure, Waterworld has some flaws. Who doesn't? And the biggest of them for me was always the main villain. As good as Dennis Hopper is, he was misused in this movie and doesn't even hint at being sinister. He's just way, way, way over the top in every scene, and most of his lines just fall flat. And that's the only weak point in this amazingly looking action flick. Overall, Waterworld is a superb action adventure sci-fi flick set in an absolutely unique place, even to this day. It has amazing production values, great action scenes, super cool Kevin Costner, and a great MacGuffin, which is a way of setting a story. Still, a great flick. 9 out of 10.
Okay, I don't want to poo-poo how difficult it must have been to film scenes on water.
Sure.
But to call that the set? Set and props did a real good job getting all this wet stuff here.
The crew is out there raking the water before every scene, man.
Do some location scouts, find the best waves. Maybe that happened. Maybe it did. I'm sure it did happen.
Uh-huh.
Someplace safe and somewhat controlled. But just call it a set. Looks beautiful. Okay.
They got a little stuntman down there, down under the water with turkey basters, bubbling up the perfect little bubbles.
That does sound expensive.
The jet ski budget was crazy, bro.
But speaking of jet skis and smokers and Dennis Hopper, our beloved villain, to say his lines fall flat, and I quote, "This guy's like a turd that won't flush."
Yeah, you put Dennis Hopper in an eye patch and have him say some shit like that.
Cinematic gold.
I kind of remember the spectacle was that was this movie. Like being over at my cousin's house, like, I don't know, some family party, nothing to do, being bored. Game Boy wasn't doing it for me. And this was on TV. And my dad was like, oh, you might like this movie. It's pretty weird.
Accurate.
Yeah. I watched it once in the early 90s when I was not even a first grader, probably. And a lot of that imagery stuck with me. A lot of those sets.
Mm-hmm.
So,
water.
Quote unquote.
Sky.
A lot of that water stuck right with me.
I don't know, though. It's kind of, maybe, I won't say it's as bad, and then not to say it's a bad movie. Dances with Wolves, another, isn't that another Kevin Cost?
Yeah, that's Kevin.
Showcase, where it's just like him in some environment for a long time. Just kind of wandering around.
Yeah, I love typecasts that are like for pacing. Like Kevin Costner has a type, a pacing type.
We're just going to throw him out in some wilderness and have him kind of figure it out slowly but surely. Yeah.
And boy, does this motherfucker figure Waterworld out, let me tell you. Spoiler alert. Kinkoff's got some gills going behind the ears.
Yeah,
that's probably why my dad thought I'd like it. The mutant angle. He's an X-Men, dude. That's Namor. IMDb is rolling 80s movies. 80s and 90 movie trailers, and I just saw a little gremlin open his little trench coat and dance at me. I gotta get out of here, dude. Do you have a review?
Yeah, I'm gonna totally change the page, change the pace of this, and take us to theusasuits.com, which definitely sounds like they're sourcing everything from America. I have here some reviews for the Princess Diana Black Sheep sweater. This is a sweater that Princess Di was seen in, photographed in. Icon, right?
Right.
Get your replica right now.
A little rudely named, but probably a beautiful sweater.
Do you want to see a picture? I'm sure I could.
I might be able to Google it faster.
Yeah, go for that.
Princess Di. Yeah, you keep going.
I'll read this review from John. It says verified purchase. John writes, I am a fan of Princess Diana, even after her heartfelt death. I still follow her trend-setting outlook whenever I have time and money to invest in my outfits. I got it instantly and received it on time. Thanks for this fantastic sweater. 5 stars.
Just to report quickly, just to report quickly, everybody. The sweater is not a sweater that a black sheep would wear. It's a sweater featuring a black sheep-based design. It's a bunch of sheep. One of them is black. It's very catching. It is iconic. It's beautiful. It's awesome.
Pretty darn cute. Yeah.
Pretty darn cute.
So
the review, though.
Yeah.
Got a certain stink.
It's got a certain, this doesn't sound real, stink to it, for one. Mm-hmm. But even that aside, just the phrase, even after her heartfelt death, I still follow her trendsetting outlook.
Yeah, it's not just heartfelt death, right? That's something. Not in the context of like some shitty 6th grade poetry. That's something. presenting that sincerely is something. But the whole thing, you still follow her trendsetting ways. There's nothing to follow. There's no trail continuing to be made.
It stopped. Yeah, infamously.
The trail infamously comes to an end. You can retrace it, perhaps. But follow? Not the right verbiage.
Yeah, it's just, that's a little yucky.
That one made me feel icky.
But there's another one that's kind of the same. Here's one from Armando. I really love this sheep sweater. Brings back memories of something I never experienced. I bought it in a medium. Good fit. 5 stars.
Is this person channeling the deaths of celebrities?
Like, that is so...
I astral projected and put myself in John Lennon's shoes as he met his untimely, his heartfelt demise.
Oh, yeah. These circle sunglasses really just brought me back to...
Oh, that's a weird guy. Guy that wears dead celebrity clothes, like Vince Max Hodge. Richard Nixon wore these socks when he passed away. Very fetching, don't you think? This is the style of toilet that Elvis died on.
Really hugs my cheeks.
I like to sit on it while I wear Amelia Earhart's little goggles here. Pretend I'm flying away.
Okay, this... Well, you know, usually you'd think if it's robots and fake reviews, it'd all be 5 stars. And possibly the one that sounds the most fake is a 4-star review. I'll spoil it right now. But it's not really a spoiler because the review is the sweet spot from Albert, who writes, "This sweater has been my favorite since childhood. I frequently order it for my parties, and my friends and loved ones like and admire the fascinating appearance of this cardigan. However, I am not fond of its cheap packaging." 4 stars.
That is atrociously AI, isn't it?
Yeah. I get the sweater for every party. My friends love it.
You gotta order a new sweater. We dissect a lot of strange people's strange habits on this podcast, but that is a red flag. Nobody orders new sweaters for every party when it's the same sweater. No way.
No.
They had me for a moment. I liked the idea that it was their favorite sweater since childhood.
Yeah, that touches me.
The idea that someone out there is just really into one sweater they saw when they were a kid.
Just so you know, Princess Diana wore this and she died. Oh, I love it.
It looks like an Animal Crossing print design, doesn't it?
It kind of does, yeah.
Yeah, little Diego the puppy dog would be wearing that one. I hope the royal family doesn't find me, he says. I have a review, perhaps. We're chugging along through them here. I got a longer one.
Okay.
This one will stop us in our tracks, I think. From Amazon, Hold Me Close, A Purgatory Club Series Book 6, by E.M. Gale. I'm sure the longtime listeners already know what's going on. We got some smut here.
Yeah.
I am sending the thumbnail, the book cover, over to Matt so he can share with us the beauty you're missing out on.
Oh, pierced nips for the first time, I think. So.
As far as we know. First revealed Pierce Nips.
This is like, there's a lot that's left to the imagination, but there's so much more that isn't. Mm-hmm. We've got naked side view of man's burly chest, smooth and shiny, but with so many tattoos. He's got some sort of sick cross on his pec. He's got the Virgin Mary.
Yeah, Virgin Mary kind of looks like a sick fantasy elf woman.
Yeah, and I don't know about like some dragon lotus clouds going down the rest of his arm. Hmm. But bro's just out there in it all. You can see like the side of his pelvis.
Yeah, ooh. Is that top pelv? That's very
top pelv we're working with here. It's tasteful black and white photography, I should say. And pressed up against him with her arms draped around his neck, his knee around her little waist, is just some vixen in a, I don't know, black lacy number. And they're holding each other close.
The black lacy number, and you can just, there's a lot of meat on this book cover, isn't there? It's mm-hmm. a lot of just flesh. A lot of flesh pressing against each other. And then the authors in beautiful blue writing, "Hold me close.
Hold me close."
Looks like if you've ever had Blue Moon ice cream,
ooh,
that's what that looks like.
It's a Blue Moon Blue.
Blue Moon Blue, delicious. But let's hear from Rather Be Reading.
Okay.
They titled it, "This Felt a Little Unfinished." They write, "Oh, I don't mean romance-wise. That has a very nice ending. But at the start, you find out that Bonnie has been scening with Dex once a month for a while, which felt like we jumped into the middle of the story. Then they are tricked into going to this fantasy kink island and just happen to run into each other. That becomes really hot, and then miscommunication happens to ruin it, and so they run home? Huh? Why have them go there at all? In the meantime, we're told that Bonnie had a really lousy childhood that leads to her low self-esteem, but it ends up Dex's childhood is a detrimental aspect of the story, and hers is just forgotten. Huh? At the end, we find out his full name is Dex Walsh, and he either wears his leathers or his kilt to the club, so that he would finally explain his calling her his Bonnie girl. There's no mention of his heritage before these facts at the end. Like I said, it just felt a little unfinished, but it was good nonetheless. The cover pic makes them look about the same size. They're not. He's massive and towers over her. Very full-figured stature. Another pet peeve. Despite all that, I do recommend this book 4 stars.
Okay. Huh.
Huh?
Huh?
To quote.
I at least take some solace, some, not satisfaction, but some, I have some sense of relief that our book fan, avid book reader, isn't so lost in the sauce that they can't, like, stop and say, this is fine, but it's kind of like, what's going on?
Sure.
They can see the forest for the trees, which means they are not just a total smut head, which is good.
Right, they're not letting these nitpicks take over their enjoyment of this pornography.
Yeah, it's like the people who say, this is a product that I just didn't like. It seems like it could be good, but it's just not for me. Mm-hmm. As opposed to, this sucks because I don't like seaweed. I'm like, why'd you buy seaweed?
Yeah.
What? Or the reverse, when we just get like the gossip session of, this guy was mating with this guy, but then, oh my god, you wouldn't believe what happened next.
I kind of like those ones. Not that I think they're good reviews.
No,
they're bad.
But they're fun.
Right, they're great for the show. We love an incomplete picture of a smut book on ReviewParty.com.
But this is an incomplete story,
right?
It seems like.
What I thought was funny is this review felt a little unfinished to me.
Yeah, I get a sense, like, it could have used a few drafts to polish it up.
Yeah, a draft would have done rather be reading so well. I guess they're not rather be writing, you know. They're trying to get this review done to get back, do their service, get back to reading. Okay, here's something. Is her self-admitted cover nitpick valid or not? So, to recap, they depict the cover depicts him as the same size, but actually he's humongous, even though she's full figured.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
He looks pretty big.
This guy, to your well-trained eyes, I've seen many dudes exposed, massive from massive to tiny. This guy's looking pretty big to you?
He's pretty big. He's a sizable fella.
Yeah, I think we can't. We don't have enough to say, right? He could have the long, long legs.
Mm-hmm. Tree trunks.
I mean, what can you glean from a man's pierced nipple about his overall size? Not too much.
You can glean many things, but nothing about his.
We can learn a lot about this guy from just that nipple with the cross on the top and the little barbell going through.
Yeah, that is a barbell, man. Ooh.
But his relative size to that lady, I don't know. Unless we're getting out the freaking... You ever see that on TikTok or Twitter where they're like, someone's being rude and so they like mathematically like measure their phone and like compare that to something else,
yeah,
to get the depth, and they're like, oh, actually, you're 5'2".
Mm-hmm.
So no one. I hope she didn't do that with this picture. And even then, I don't know. As we've said, this man's pelvis is very.
Oof.
It's out. You it's no right small there. Man has a pelvis like that.
Mm-mm.
That's one thing you can judge a man's size by: just the pelvis.
Ooh.
This man's pelvis is huge. You know what they say about big pelves? Larger than full figured ladies.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might have just hit close to home, you know. She wanted to be her, and she wanted that to be her big, big man. But I think we're going to do some math to make sure this person's not a liar. We'll be back with you after the break here. Is that a horse galloping away?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to...
They're attacking?
They're attacking the owners. Look out. That's right. The wildcat sound means it's when owners attack time. What is that? That's when we read reviews for businesses where the owners respond to those reviews. It's pretty straightforward. And it's not just like copy paste. Find us at Bennigans.com. No.
You got a problem? Somebody, one of our waiters shit on your plate? We're sorry to hear that. Why don't we send you a coupon? Go over to Bennigans.com. Hook you up. Actually, that's a pretty good... I should write those anyway.
Yeah, that's not bad. Today, we are visiting in Google Maps and reviews. We're going back to Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Behind the scenes, I just edited the last episode. We're recording early this week. And so I just got to experience how fun those North Dakota reviews were. They were excellent.
Yeah. There's some interesting people up there. And here we're going to see some reviews of the Ground Round Grillin' Bar.
Ground Round Grillin' Bar.
Ground Round. I think it's a chain in those upper states.
Sure. A George Webb vibe. That's what I'm picturing already.
So here's a review from Tanya Altamare. If you're new here, sometimes the owners suck, sometimes the reviewers suck. I guess we'll find out, right?
Yeah, that's the fun of it. Whose side are we taking here?
Tanya writes, busy place, happy hour 4 to 6, half price appies. Friendly staff, although they could clean up their uniforms a bit. 4 stars. I say that's a pretty nice review, eh?
Yeah, she covered plenty of bases, very quick and concise. We learned a lot. She said appies.
She said appies. I really like that. Response from the owner. Hello, Tanya. Thank you for visiting and for taking the time to submit your feedback. We'll line up the team and hose them off. But seriously, thank you for pointing that out. The difference is in the details. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Man, see, we need to write these things. The full stop was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
If that had really been a full stop, I would have standing ovation, gave them the best best owner responses ever, but still good. I'm not mad at it,
man. I just went to Tanya's this is off script. I went to Tanya's review profile. She's got an owner response to her Texas Roadhouse review, to her Paradiso Mexican Restaurant review, to her Baymont by Wyndham review.
Oh.
She's getting owner responses all over the place.
It's like she's fishing. That's very strange.
Tanya.
Not every place, especially chains, does owner reviews, right?
No.
It's hit or miss.
Anyway, moving along. I've got a review here from Adam Kuznia. Adam writes, my parents used to frequent this joint when I was a young lad, back before Zach Morris graduated from Bayside High. Saved by the Bell reference. In all that time, the popcorn has not changed. Unfortunately, everything else has. girlfriend and I were so disappointed with our meals that we actually complained to the waitstaff instead of passive-aggressively acting like all is well, something typical of us Minnesotans. Instead of offering a way to remedy the situation, both the waiter and manager seemed annoyed that we weren't enjoying our rubber, grocery store-like Goodyear ribs and pale broccoli. When asked if we would like them to try make another attempt at something that resembles an edamame meal, I quickly lost my appetite when I looked over her shoulder at the kitchen that looked like a college dorm room that hadn't been cleaned all semester. Gross. Get it together, Ground Round. 2 stars.
As someone who had a dorm room for many semesters, with varying levels of cleanliness, come on. With a little responsibility, you can keep that thing clean over a semester, but I digress.
Response from owner. Hello, Adam. Though humorous, I apologize that your visit was not how you remember. If you could please let us know which day you were in, around what time, it will help me determine the parties involved. Since we failed to make right during your visit, I would like to send you a gift card in hopes you'll give us another shot. My email is matt@gfgroundround.com. I look forward to hearing from you.
You did write these.
I did write these.
Little Ground Round on the side, I see. Yeah, I would have loved a cheeky quip, but it was a bit more serious, wasn't it? There's accusations flying from these passive-aggressive Minnesotans. They said, we never passive-aggressive. Their whole review was biting, dude.
Pretty passive-aggressive.
It makes me suspicious of who actually was being the aggressor. That little situation.
There's a similar one here. It's kind of long.
Give it to me.
Do I even want? All right. This is from Lindsay Unrao. She writes, "We eat out more than I would like to admit, and this was by far the absolutely worst dining experience our family has ever had. It took over an hour after we ordered to receive our food. 3 of us received the wrong sides to our order and were upcharged for the salads they decided to give us. The bourbon chicken, without any indication on the menu, was exceptionally spicy. We would order drink refills and they would never come. The tables are placed so close together. While we appreciate meeting new people, especially on holiday, visiting Grand Forks, the fact that we could hear every word of the conversation from the group of ladies beside us was a little much. To finish our evening, when we walked out to the parking lot, we discovered that the only ice that had not been cleared away or sanded was in the handicapped parking. We discovered this when my 70-year-old dad slipped and fell to the ground. A customer leaving was kind enough to ask us if he was okay. He was pretty sore the next few days. We're Canadian and don't jump to suing over everything. But the owners may want to be more careful on how to care for their parking lots in the future, especially their handicapped parking. Do yourself a huge favor, visit the Texas Roadhouse down the street. We ate there the following night, and we were just so grateful for the amazing service and incredible food. 1 star.
I just want to say before the response, I hate it. It's a pet peeve of mine. If you want to talk about your bad experience at a restaurant, you're entitled to it. You can talk about it. You can give me every detail. That we want to hear that. We always ask for that. Mm-hmm. But when it just sounds like you're trying so hard to list so many things that goes wrong, you just lose all credibility. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm being too harsh, but let's hear what the owner's take is.
Hello, Lindsay. I'm very sorry your experience at Ground Round was not good. I know how frustrating this can be, and I thank you for taking the time to recount your visit so I'm able to look into this. I do hope your father is okay. I personally made sure the handicapped spots are clean of any ice. If you could please email me the date and approximate time of your visit, it will assist me in my investigation. In your email, if you would be willing, please include your address so I can send you a gift card in hopes you'll visit us again on your next holiday. I look forward to hearing from you. Regards, Matt, matt@gfgroundround.com.
Okay. I mean, it's covering all the bases. You're getting the thing. Matt's really trying his best. He's a better man than me, I think. You know,
he's doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, when customers say that, like, there was ice, someone needs to be on that. Like, I always feel like, what do you want me to say? You want me to say that I personally went out there and cleaned it on my bare at? I warmed up my own ass cheeks and thawed all the ice out in that spot. Is that what you want me to say? But maybe it is. Maybe sometimes you just kind of suck it up and say it.
Yeah. We'll just move along because I think these final two will make us feel a bit better.
Sure.
This comes to us from David. Just David. David writes, Burger was kind of small, barely a step above fast food. Frozen patty, I'm sure. Must be a fry shortage. Server clearly new and slow, should have had more training. We were not checked up on, had to wait a long time to pay. TVs will hit you in the head if you're over 6 foot. Lights, too. Is this a restaurant for midgets who don't eat much? 3 stars.
Wow, bro.
Yeah, that's David's words, not mine.
Yep, David. As always, these are these reviewers' words.
And honestly, bro's complaining about a fry shortage? Let me send you a picture of his plate here.
Oh, is this a self-report? Let me see.
This is a healthy serving.
Right, it's not a pile. It's not an impressive pile of fries, but that's definitely a healthy serving of big, juicy French fries.
Yeah. Anyway, response from owner. Hi, Dave. Thank you for your feedback. I apologize you were not happy with your burger. We use fresh, never frozen meat that is blended specifically for us. Did you mention to the manager on duty that you were not pleased? I'm sure we would have done what we could so you left satisfied. We're lighter than we would like on staff. We're sure trying to hire, though. To speed things up, there was a large QR code on your receipt with instructions that allows you to pay from your phone. Hopefully next time you can take advantage of that feature. We appreciate your business and the... And that from all likes, short, tall, large, and small, we'll be on the lookout for those rude TVs that like to hit people.
Thank you. Great job. That's a good one, Matt. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about social media.
Right, Matt,
manager.
Matt.
GF Matt. GF Ground Round Matt at .com. No, that was very good. Because I, even before the all sizes, you could tell that there's a bit of cheekiness there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bit of like a bit of what did they say exactly before that sentence?
They talked about the QR code that you could.
Oh, that. Thank you. I was gonna say like it read so professionally, so wonderful, but I could feel. And I don't want
to
put.
Hopefully, next time you'll be able to use that.
Yeah. Hopefully, like, hey, we know this is an issue. We like our short staffing just as much as you do, brother. But guess what? We got a solution for that. Check the QR code, my man. Boom, fast payment. Nah, I hope that sucker who wrote that review got a kick out of that.
I hope so too. And I hope. Well, I'm just gonna read it. I'm just gonna read Cassandra's. I'm gonna read the way I want to read. Cassandra writes, I haven't been to Ground Round in years. When the place we wanted to go ended up being closed, I decided to take my 5-year-old daughter here instead. It was lunchtime, but it wasn't busy. We got sat in the newer area, which was really nice and well done. The sun in our eyes and the heat from the sun was starting to wear on us as we finished our meal, though. The server took a while to come to the table to take our drink order. She came back and took the rest of our order. She basically threw the chips and queso on the table, didn't say anything, on our way to the bigger table. She never came back and asked how our meal was or if we needed anything else. I had to flag someone else down just to get the check after we waited for about 15 minutes for her to come back. The other servers in the area were on top of their tables, and I felt neglected. I tip really well, and she was not deserving of even half of what I normally tip. They didn't give us a kid's menu, so I ended up paying $15 for my daughter's chicken strips, of which she ate 2. My burger was disappointingly small. I've spent the same or less for bigger, better burgers elsewhere. All in all, it was disappointing, and I won't be returning. Response from owner. Hello, Cassandra. We're very sorry that today was not a good visit. The management team has identified your server, and we will address this immediately to ensure this does not happen to other guests. If you could please send me your email address, I would like to give you a gift card in the hopes that you will give us another try. My email address is matt@gfgroundround.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Matt, regards, Matt, owner. And wouldn't you know it, Cassandra updated her review.
Sure.
I returned with a gift card from the manager. This experience was 100% better. The food was delicious. We got a kid's menu, and our server was attentive, and it was just an overall better experience. Thank you to the manager for reaching out. 4 stars.
Big Matt.
Big Matt.
Big Matt.
Work.
Ending on the victory. I was laughing. You may notice I had a chortle in that in her first part of the review. She had a problem, Matt. She had not enough food, and her daughter had too much food.
Too much. What are you trying to say?
I'm no mathematician, but I think that one might be simple addition and subtraction right mm-hmm. there. but, you know, Matt, again, bigger man than me. Handled it like a champ. Good job, buddy. Doing the Lord's work out there in North Dakota. Doesn't seem easy.
No, it does not.
That's when customers attack.
That's when customers attack, yeah. When,
yeah, that's time. When customers attack, but usually it'd be the owners. That's when owners treat the situation so delicately and wonderfully. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. I have, from Amazon, The Marvel, Avengers, Hulk, Bottle, Opener, Open Your Beverage, Like a Superhero, officially licensed, great bar gift for men dad Father's Day, 6 inches. Think of another 6-inch gift for dad on Father's Day, but hello,
yeah.
Titles their review, bought for my dad. They write, I bought this for my father as a birthday gift on its own. I didn't really mean to encourage his drinking habits, but I have a hard time figuring out what dad's like, so I went with this. I think he liked it because he sure as heck got really drunk, and I saw that this thing got some pretty good use. He at least opened about 10 bottles with this with his friends over. I'd recommend this as a great gift for a dad who likes Marvel as well as the drink, which is almost every dad out there. Aha, aha. Be safe, smiley face. 5 stars.
Oh, man. There was a long period of time where we would have reviews where it was parents sort of bashing their sucky kids.
Sure.
Like, why are you airing your dirty laundry here? This is, who are you writing this for?
Yeah, it was, and so often it was not even relevant to the review. It was just like a pot shot out of nowhere. Just
gotta get my little fat boy. Love singing. So these shorts fit in perfectly.
Yeah. Like, my little boy is fat and stupid and he loves singing, and boy, do these shorts fit him.
But yeah, this is the flip. This is, I've got a derelict for a dad, and what are you going to do? Got to make him happy somehow. I can't, my presence, my birth didn't do that, didn't do enough.
Can't give this guy a tie. You know, you're not going to wear those to work.
What work?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like one reread would have seen the darkness in this review.
Yeah, it was, maybe I shouldn't say this. Maybe it was just catharsis. I needed to get it out. Now I can put it away.
Yeah, maybe this therapeutic. I just saw, oh my God. I was going to say if a lot of people found this helpful, you know, maybe this is very catharsis. I've never seen such like a harsh one person found this helpful.
Oh, no.
And maybe just not many, you know, it's only rated 150 times. Not the most.
Okay.
Not the most eyes on this product, but boy, usually that's usually even one is nice, but that time that one person has found this helpful. That's, it just adds to the darkness.
Yeah, the sting stings all the more. Even if I were like reading it as ironically and tongue in cheek as possible, if you get one helpful, oof.
And you gotta drop the number of beers. I hope there was more than a couple friends over when those 10 beers were taken care of.
Yeah. That's a long night otherwise.
I know you're not a drinking fella, but let me tell you, you get 6 cans deep, bro, you're not the same guy, to say the least.
You're sort of Hulkified.
Yeah.
What you're saying.
Yeah, that the can opener isn't the only Hulk hand in the situation. I mean, that is the very, wow. It's coming full circle. Is Hulk not an originally like an alcoholism allegory? I'm pretty sure Bruce Banner's dad's an alcoholic. It's all coming full circle, baby. Mm. Dr. Man. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde ain't about some monster. That's about being drunk too much. Wow. What a heavy piece of satire to open your can with. Hulk smash has a whole new meaning. It's sad. It's sad when he says it.
Hulk is smashed.
Do you have a review?
I do. Better get your wallets out now because there's only one left in stock. Ooh. On Amazon.com of Madden NFL 17 Standard Edition PlayStation 4.
Talking about old shitty Madden games and how abundant they are.
Apparently not on Amazon, but I'm sure at your local GameStop or Half Price Books or Disc Replay or whatever you have.
Oh, sorry, you want Kirby Air Ride? Oh, we only have 1,000 copies of every single Madden. Sorry.
This is an Amazon review from Amazon user Matt. It's not me.
You're everywhere.
I'm a Nintendo fanboy, so you know it's not me. Matt titles his review, "Doesn't Smell Like a Real Football Game." And writes, "The nerve of EA Sports. It's 2016 and I didn't feel the cold air at Lambeau Field when I played Madden. Not one player coughed or sneezed. No one has to come out of the game to get his shoe taped up. But seriously, Madden 17 is another improvement. Better commentary, great improvements and new features. I'd go 5 stars if not for the absurd Ultimate Team money grab. Just completely useless to me, and I wish EA would give those of us who will never spend a dime on it an option to hide it all together. 2 reasons to buy Madden are franchise mode and online play. 4 stars.
Matt, did I ever tell you, this is a secret directly related to you.
Okay.
The summer before I went to college, I bought Madden because I thought to make friends at college, I would have to be good at Madden.
Okay.
Although I was in football at the time, and everyone loved Madden. I thought, wow, I made a lot of friends because of this video game I hate. Mm-hmm. I should get good at it so I can make lots of friends. I didn't play Madden once with anybody at school because fuck Madden, bro.
Yeah.
Made I friends doing improv.
Madden 06, I think, on the Wii. Mm. I could whip my arm and hike that thing back.
Right. In what world would you not just rather play like Mario Football if it existed?
Yes.
NFL 100%. Street.
And also my brethren, Matt. I know this was 2016 when you wrote this review, but even at that time, you had to know that complaining to EA about useless things and money grabs is just a totally fruitless endeavor.
No, as long as I've talked to people about video games, EA has been the whipping boy, the bashing point, with good reason.
Yeah.
And I really, it made me sad, the blind love of Madden, because even as like a someone who doesn't play, I know for a fact that Madden games suck more and more every year now. For every feature they add, they take 2 away. Mm. You know, they touched on the like pay to the whatever mode where you buy the cards and shit. That's all it is now. It's hard. I was getting into, the Bucks were doing good. I was watching a lot of basketball, playing some old NBA Street games. I was like, I want to get a new fun basketball game with my favorite new Buck player boys on it. I want to play as the Giannis,
mm-hmm.
and the Middletons, and you get that game, and it's like, please play this mode where you pay us more money, please, please. And there's hardly even like a split screen 2-player mode in there anymore. Ugh,
God.
Yeah, it's really crazy. It's really crazy. But hey, Johnny Mads used to mean something.
But yeah, just like Princess Diana, he's dead now.
Heartfully.
But I've been following his style.
I go back and I look at the old tour as I watch the John Madden bus go around the world once again in real time. Every time he says turducken on TV, I go out back and I kill a turkey and a duck and a chicken. And I begin my machinations in his honor. All right, that's reviewparty.com. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, y'all.
Hope you had some fun. Welcome to the Real Ones Club. As a real one, I'd like you to know, new episodes every Tuesday. That's right, hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day, posted everywhere. And if you want to be a part of the episodes, an even better way to do that would be to send us a review. Send us a funny review you find somewhere on the internet to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Include your name, because we'd love to give you credit for it.
If you want to send us other things, whatever you want, that's sendable. You can do that on the social medias, at reviewparty.com on Instagram and TikTok, at reviewpartypod on Twitter/X, or go to our website, reviewparty.com.com.
Blue.
There's blue. There's people are looking at it. Don't you want to be one of the many? Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. Include yourself. It's allowed.
You can get on while the getting's good. You know, what's even better than liking a popular thing? Liking a popular thing before it was popular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can be smarter than all your friends by going on that reviewparty.com.com.
I dare you.
A double dog dare you. I also dare you to check out our friends, the Nosebleeds. You heard their song throughout the episode. Adds a little flavor, don't you think? A nice touch. Bread for Breakfast is the name of that one. They were kind enough to let us use it. Help us say thanks to them by going and checking out their other music. Nosebleeds, one word on Spotify. It's a great place to do it. Episode 199, by the way. That was kind of crazy to me when I typed that shit in today. So to commemorate that, I have from Amazon a review to finish us out here for 199 Cemeteries to See Before You Die, hardcover.
Okay.
By Lauren Rhodes. Chastity titles her review, great book. She writes, I like cemeteries, and there are a few I would like to visit, and I will use this book as a guide. 5 stars.
Mission accomplished. The publishers are like, yeah.